Praise the Lord. I'm so excited because the Lord has been giving answers to some things that might baffle us, and I'm just so excited to be a part of that. So I'm just going to dig right into this because I don't want to belabor the point. There's so much attention being paid to the eclipse, and it should be. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see what will be a full solar eclipse or something very close to it in the United States. And so we see media coverage, we see excitement from the science community and all of that. But the Lord, we know by Romans chapter 1, that all the things that are created in the earth give glory to God. So there is a message. There is a revealing of God. There's a revealing of his heart and his mind in this. And I want to just tell you, there was a question asked in our prophetic fellowship recently. What is a 4.8 earthquake in New York and a 4 or a an eclipse on 4-8, April 8th mean? And anytime we see things like this, we need to begin to lean in and press into the heart of the Lord, because he is speaking, but he reveals things to those who are near him. So I'm going to pray now. I'm going to share with you what the Lord has spoken to this ministry. Then prayerfully, you can feel or receive the grace of God and the encouragement of the Lord. So, Father, I just pray now that I speak as the oracle of God. I pray you take over my mind and my mouth. May you encourage your people. May you edify your people. Your word says that corrupt communication can proceed from our mouths, but it cannot proceed from yours. Your word is only to minister grace and edify the hearer. And so we pray for you to nourish us now as you nourish and cherish your bride, the church. In Jesus' name, amen. So the question was asked in our prophetic fellowship, what does it mean to have a 4.8 earthquake in New York and a solar eclipse, once in a lifetime solar eclipse on April 8th, 4-8? And so I began to press it to the Lord, ponder this question and ask God questions. And the Lord began to speak to me. And I want to tell you just one critical thing, that the Lord speaks to nations through major cities. We see this throughout the Old Testament. The Lord will call out certain cities, but he's speaking to not just that city, but that nation, because a city can represent the heart and the spirit of a nation. And so when things happen in a major city like New York, oftentimes the Lord can be speaking to the entire nation. And so just because there was a 4.8 earthquake in New York and it wasn't in your hometown, it doesn't mean God's not speaking to you. God is speaking to the nation when things rattle New York City or things rattle Washington. Amen, somebody. And so I want you to know that this is a word for the nation of the United States. And so the Lord is looking to get our attention. One thing I want you to know is prophetic ministry should always be baked in the word of God. And so I'm going to tell you that the two scriptures the Lord took me to, Proverbs 4:8 and Isaiah 48. And so we're going to get into that in just a minute. And then I'm going to talk about what this eclipse shows us symbolically and preaches to us in the body of Christ. So what we read in Proverbs, let's begin there. Proverbs 4 and verse 7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. What we know about wisdom is it is Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit's job is to bring us into all truth. Holy Spirit reveals Jesus. And so the embodiment of wisdom is God. And so God is the principal thing. Therefore, with all you're getting of God, get understanding. Come on. The more you receive God, the more you understand God, the more you see God, he wants you to understand what it means for you. How does it impact you? And then verse 8 says, exalt her and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. So there's an embracing of wisdom. You can get wisdom, but then refuse it. You can receive the word of the Lord and refuse it. And so the Bible says in the words of Jesus that we can receive the word. He says you can receive a prophet's reward. There is a reception, not just a hearing. Come on, you've got to hear and also believe and receive what God is saying. So what is the Lord saying? He's saying, America, you've got all this word, but you need to understand me. Oh my God, he's speaking to the body of Christ. He says, you hear my word, you sit in my church, you hear my teaching, your pastors are preaching to you. Some of them are not even in the right spirit because they've been politicized. And I need you to know the difference between the pure wisdom of the heart of God and the wisdom of this world. The wisdom that is from above, the Bible says in James chapter 4, he says that the wisdom that is from above is first pure. Come on, somebody. And so the Lord is encouraging you to get the pure word of the Lord. Glory to God. And so what is happening, particularly in this time, we do see in this election season that there is a mixture in the body of Christ, that we see people still are, for some reason, they are still baking Christ into politics. And Jesus is not political. Listen to this. This is the word of the Lord in James 4:8. This just came to me by the Spirit of God. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. So the Lord is telling us to draw near to him in this time. And then he calls you to cleanse yourself. He says, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Glory to God. Thank you for that spontaneous revelation. So God is purifying us by what? Revealing himself. He purifies us through his wisdom, by his person, his character. And when we embrace his wisdom, we exalt his wisdom. Glory to God. When we exalt God, when he is lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. And so in Proverbs 4:8, we are encouraged to exalt the Lord, exalt wisdom, which is an embodiment of Christ. It is a metaphor of who God is. Exalt her and it will promote you. The Lord will promote you. So America, we want all these things. But God says, I am the center. I am the key to you receiving the things that you're seeking. Praise the Lord. And so I want to share something with you before I get into Isaiah 48. Today, the Lord had me go to the auto parts store, Napa. He said, I want to show you something with regard to this word you're going to release. And so I went to Napa and I knew I needed to go to Napa because what? My headlight is out on my vehicle. Glory to God. It's my right headlight, and right can represent righteousness. The right can represent the right hand of God, the strength of the Lord. And so it's representative of something going on in the body of Christ, in the kingdom of God. My headlight was out on my vehicle. So I go into the parts store and the woman says, well, there are two types of light that you can receive. Oh, hear the Lord. She says, there's one that costs you more and there's one that costs you less. Do you know which one you want? Oh, and God is saying there's a revelation of Christ that costs you more that you're being invited to. And there's a revelation of Christ that you can just settle for. And God is saying he wants to adjust your ability to see him. He wants to bring America into a better understanding of who he is. It is not political. Glory to God. The kingdom of God is not political. And God is not out to serve certain people. The wisdom of the Lord is without partiality. He does not have a respecter of persons. Glory to God. He wants to love all, the just and the unjust. He puts light on them. What does it say? He says he reigns on the just and the unjust. So listen to this. After I go to this woman, she says there's two types of light, two types of headlight. And she says, go check your vehicle. I go and check my vehicle. And lo and behold, there's this on my vehicle. This is a cap. And this cap was obscuring my ability to see what kind of light that I have. So I had to take this off. This was an obscuring the equipment. It was obscuring the hardware that was shining light for my vehicle. And I had to remove this cover in order to see well, in order to see the equipment, in order to see the system that's producing light in my vehicle. Frank, what are you saying? What do we have when we have an eclipse? We have the earth, the moon, and the sun. And the sun, it lights the earth. Glory to God. And that is where the inhabitants of God live. There are no inhabitants of God on the moon. And so the light is for the people of God. We are the light of the world, says the scripture. But the moon is moving in between the sun and the earth today, this afternoon. Why? Because there's a timing baked into the universe that God created where this would happen every once in a while. It's a reminder of a concept that the church, represented by the moon, can obscure the light of God when we independently move in between what God is doing in the earth. When God wants to shine his light on the earth, on the people of God, and on the people who don't know God, there is a capability that the church has to obscure God. And that's what happens in an eclipse. But watch what God has shown me. What happens with an eclipse? Even when the moon, which represents the church, gets in the way of the sun, which represents the Father, what happens with the sun's light? It intensifies because it is being hyper-focused, oh my. And so just because the church has been politicized in America does not mean that God has been undone and outdone. No, what the Lord is saying to you is, I want you to wake up to the wisdom and who I am. So I'm gonna shine on the church. So the moon is still getting the full brunt of the light. And so we're gonna see an intensification of God revealing himself to the church. And while he is revealing himself to the church and he is purifying us by drawing near to us, oh my, because the eclipse brings the moon into a certain alignment with the sun. So God is bringing the church nearer to him to shine a light on the church that the church has not experienced, to see him in a new and fresh way. And also while he is doing it, his light is going to be intensified in the earth. Oh my. And so while some people might be concerned and critical of the church, the Lord is saying, no, I have you in my hand. Glory to God. Even when we are unfaithful, he is faithful. His love endures forever. And so don't get discouraged. I know I've been talking to people who have been so concerned and discouraged about the church seemingly being so overly politicized. But no. God is not being undone. Glory to God. God is going to remove the things in the church that obscure his love from being revealed. And while he does that, he is going to increase his light. Listen to this. This is what I wrote down. As God perfects his church and reveals himself to her, the world is going to be receiving an even brighter revelation of Christ. And this is what the Lord says. This gospel must be preached to every creature, and no man can impede my work in the land. Glory to God. He is going to keep inviting us to learn of him and receive him as wisdom and guide and Lord. Anything less in the church is wicked, worldly, and unbefitting of the kingdom of God. Oh my God. And so we see God's determination to see his kingdom revealed in the earth when we see in the Old Testament how Israel was traversing through the land and the Lord would order them to wipe out entire people. Why? Because they would be impediments, glory to the Lord, of his kingdom being established. And so this is what God is showing us, is even in this time, under this dispensation of grace, he still has an intensification. He still has a passion to burning and revealing himself in the earth, despite the things that the church independently is doing, trying to be on her own and operate in the name of Jesus, but not in the heart of Jesus. Listen to the one word I want you to hear from Isaiah 48. Now, I invite you to read the whole thing because it does preach to us, but I'm going to leave you with this. In the New International Version, the first word of Isaiah 48 is the word listen. The word is listen. God is calling the church to submit to him and listen. Draw near to God. This is for all of us one-on-one with the Lord. Draw near to God. This is what the eclipse means. Listen. Hear my voice. I'm perfecting my church. I want you to hear my voice, not the political voices, not the voices of this world, not the voice of the evil one. I want you to hear my voice. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that you're removing the scales. Glory to God. That you're removing the obscurities. You're removing the caps and the things that get in the way of us seeing you well. And you are, by your purposes and your perfect timing, bringing us closer to you, and you're calling us to draw near. Glory to God. You are causing us to be shaken and perfected. And we're going to come out as pure gold. And I thank you for this. In the name of Jesus, amen. Listen, there is always a reason for the things and the signs we see in the earth. I pray that you receive this word and that it's an encouragement to you to come close, draw near to God, and listen. Learn of him. Glory to God. That was Jesus's invitation. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Our rest is in him, not in any political system. Come on, and God's going to prove himself faithful. May God bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord be your peace. In Jesus' name. Bye-bye. We'll see you.